I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. On the 5th of July, 1948, the NHS began its work. 1948, that is another time altogether. Post-war bread rationing was in place. The average house cost under £2,000. It was the year of the first British supermarket and the first comprehensive school. Not quite a lifetime ago, but the NHS has shaped us, been there, held our hand since before most of us can remember. At 75, we count the years. Of course we do. It's a good thing to do, but it's not enough. It's a good thing to talk about the challenges now and the ambition now, but it's not enough. We should look back and we should look around. But here in Westminster Abbey, we need to tell a different story. The NHS is not important just because it stands the test of time. It matters because it says something about who we want to be. This is more than history today. This is more than ambition. Today is all about our hope, about our belief. Writing about 1948, Peter Hennessy explains, the NHS is the moment we turned the idea of kindness into buildings and jobs. He says, the NHS was and remains one of the finest institutions built by anybody, anywhere. He calls it Building Jerusalem because that is what it was. It's the conviction that you can begin what the Bible promises. You can see a new heaven and a new earth. Wards and work, agendas and appointments, balance sheets, lunch and laundry, hard decisions, soft hands, all making hope real. Make no mistake, it wasn't easy in 1948. The rows, the frustration, the compromises were many, and they were complex. Many and complex then, many and complex since. Building Jerusalem, naming your hope, and turning hope into reality, that is a hard thing to do. And it goes on being hard. And we have to say that. Today we have to say something about the almost insurmountable difficulty and the extravagant hope of the NHS. We really must salute the achievement of so many people over so many years, the care, the courage, the compassion. Salute the innovation and ingenuity and adaptability. Salute the dedication of medical professions and the tens of thousands who care just as much by keeping the buildings clean, safe, standing. Salute the diversity, adaptability, and sheer bloody-mindedness of tired, stressed, wonderful people in the NHS who keep going. It is breathtaking. But we are talking about something even greater, even braver, and bolder. The NHS was and still is a glimpse of the new heaven and the new earth that is promised. It's the community of loving service that we dream about. It's a wild hope. It's a constant striving against difficulty and disappointment. Does that feel difficult? Of course it does. But 75 years ago, we dared to hope, and that was an extraordinary thing to do. We still dare to hope. We will give thanks. We will be proud. We will name the difficulty today, but above all, and gladly, we will name the hope that is the NHS.